So we're holding in Amos Shmuel. We saw Gemara Yud Aleph from Adalif. Amos Shmuel, the beginning of the line was Amos Shmuel. He said, "Ain Shomin Loi Deganav Loi Degazin." He said, "Over, you're not Shomin. You don't estimate the broken pieces for a Ganav or Gazin, only for a Nezik, Hezek, only for Mazik. Only for Mazik we are Shomin." And then he said, but I think also Shoyl. Now, not only what you just told me, I think also Shoyl. And the guy discussed, what does it mean by I think also Shoyl? What do you mean by that? Does he mean to say that you're telling me only Mazik? I'm telling you also for Shoyl, you do it? That means if somebody borrowed something and it got damaged, broken, you would assess how much the pieces that broke are worth, and you would have to pay the difference. Or maybe you meant to say that I think the shoyl is the same as a ganav and gazlan, and that you cannot assess. You can't assess. You have to pay, the shoyl would have to pay the entire amount. That's the two stovel, right? What did he mean? And then the Gemara brought, right, I don't think we did this right. Toshima, after the. So I'll start again from Amos Shmuel. And we'll go to Toshma and then we'll finish off the Gemara. Amar Shmuel is the beginning of the line, about 17 lines down. Amar Shmuel, Ein Shomin Lo Liganev Lo Ligazlin. You don't assess how much the broken pieces are worth, not for Ganev, not for Gazlin. The only time we do this assessment is Elol Nizokin, only for Nizokin. For Nizokin, you would assess how much the broken pieces are worth and you would pay out the difference, but not for Ganav and Gazav. And now I'm saying, Afa Shoyl, even Shoyl. And Rav, Abba's referring to Rav, Rashi said, Rav is Moida to me. So we mentioned last time we saw Rashi that Shmuel sounds like he's saying one thing, and then you tracked him, saying Ein Shomin, and then he's saying Va'ani Omer. Are you telling me a din? Or are you saying, what are you saying? So Rashi said, this will be an apparent speaks out. Rashi says that first he's saying what the Minhag HaDayanim is, and then he's giving his opinion, and then he's saying he got support from Rav for his opinion. That's how Rashi said. Minhag HaDayanim is that only for Ganav and Gazan they would be Shomin. They would only for Mazik they would be Shomin, but not for Ganav and Gazlin. And I say the following.
The minute should also be
Halacha should also be. Yeah, he's, the way they do, that's what their custom is. He's arguing on the custom. Yeah. The shahid is what the point of arguing is. Is he coming to be more Makel or more Machmir? Yeah, when we say Shomin, what do we mean? Does he mean to argue on the Ein Shomin, or does he mean to argue on the what you are Shomin for? That the Gemara is unsure. So says the Gemara, Toshima.
At that time, there was no
Sorry, you brought it.
established right?
Huh?
So
Yeah?
there was no established then that handled
At that time, there was an established custom. No, not for sure. No, meaning that for sure, we'll have to see how we go, but. If we go the one way of learning, they would hold that for Shoyl, you would not be Shomim. That was the minhag. You would not be Shomim for Shoyl, you would have to pay the whole thing. And he holds that for Shoyl, you also would be Shomim. I picked one side of it, right? Every time you have Loiligam, I'm telling you two, and I say Elo. Do I mean say only these two? Or do I mean to say only not that one? I gave an example of Ein Shomin Lo Liganav Lo Ligazlin, only for Nizokin. So, what do I mean to say to that? There's a whole bunch of things missing. Right? You've got Ganav Gazlin, you've also got Shoyl, and you've also got Ma'anis Mafata. You've got a whole bunch of 24 Nizikim. You haven't spoken about that. Did you mean to say only Nizokin? That's the only case you would be Shomin and nothing else. I'm giving you an example of two of them, but nothing else. Or did he mean to say that the Minhag HaDayanim is that we would be Shomin for other things as well, just not for Ganav and Gazlan? So what was his, so we, that the Gemara is speaking out. We are unclear what the statement on Shmuel was about this minig of the honor. Right?
Yeah.
So says the Gemara Yibayilu. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the Shaila, what exactly does Shmuel mean? Did he mean Hochi Ka'oma? This is what he meant. After Shoyel Shomin, that the minig of the honor was that they would not be Shomin for Shoyel. And I hold that not only Hizokin you would be Shoyel, but also for Shoyel you would be Shomin. You would be Shomin. And the minig of the honor wasn't like that. And the minig of the honor was not like that. And Abba Moideli and Rav was masking to me. Or perhaps you meant the other way around. Hochi Ka'oma. V'ani Oimer after Shoyel Ein Shomin. Shomin. They said Ein Shomin only to Ganav and Gaza. And that's the only thing to Ein Shomin. But you would be Shomin for Mazik and also Shoyel and a whole bunch of other things. And I'm saying, even for Shoyel, you would not be Shomin. Shoyel is similar to Ganav and Gaza, and we'll have to work out why it should be, and then we'll see as we go. So that's the Shoyel. Toshama, there was a guy, the Shoyel Nauge Mechavri. He borrowed an axe from his friend and Tavor broke. Also coming to Rav, he came to Rav, and I remember Rav is Abba, who was Moided to Shmuel, came to Rav, Omali Zil Shalimli, Nauge Ma'aliyah. Go and pay the full value. A full axe. A proper axe. Shmami, no, ain't Shomin. You see, ain't Shomin. You see that the Maskonos is that Abba was Maskim, that ain't Shomin. What do you mean by ain't Shomin? Yes, the payback. The full parts can't get pieces back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that array to? Which of the two stored him?
Only by
Nezikin. But like the second way of learning, that ain't right. Shomin, not for Ganem, not for Gaza, and also not for Shoyel ain't Shomin.
Perhaps Shmuel said after the show, he was adding it on to the ain't Shomin.
Right. Right. So come on, no raya, other rabbi. Not just not true. Mid Omele of Kana Vavasi the Rav. Since Rav Kana and Vavasi said to Rav, when Rav said, give him back a whole axe, they said to him, Dina Ochi, is that really the din? Is that really the din of a Shoyel? He has to pay the full axe. He can't use the pieces as payment. Vishosik and Rav kept quiet. Shmamino, the Rav actually agreed that Shomin, that you can be Shomin. Meaning that Shmuel, who said the Rav agreed to him, was talking about the cases you would be Shomin. You're not Shomin for Ganem Magazin. You are Shomin for Mazik and for Shul. That's the discussion. The Gemara Rav seems to have been taken either way. Not sure.
God doesn't trust in the Allah when he says something, and two other.
Tommy then.
What do you have to do then? You have to go back to
Gregor. What would they do now?
What would Ralph have to do in the case that had been questioned by his Tommy and he said,
yeah?
What would you have to then go back and go to
the job? That's a shame about Tobit Vamishna. The Tobit Vamishna, you have to go back. If it's Tobit Shikalada, it's not okay. That's Hilchus Dionys. Very good. Okay. Yes, yeah, be sure.
Why is it in so bad? He says he could pay with the pieces, let's say. Why is that considered to be a shaman in the first place? Why can't we just look at the pieces as being currency like it? That's shaman kesser.
That's what shaman means.
Shaman means shaman kesser. I thought it means like at the time of meal, at what time do you shaman is an evaluation. Right?
When
do you evaluate the time of breakage? Do you evaluate the time that you give it?
No.
That was
Thursday shit.
I know that was before, but so when did Shalom change?
On Thursday shit.
Okay.
So what we saw on Thursday was the Rashi says in this whole story of Shalom, Rashi does not talk about it going down in value.
Right.
Rashi doesn't say about it when it broke. Rashi and we'll see Tosafot as well. They both say that the pshat in the sugya is talking about whether you can use the pieces of broken axe as payment.
Right.
Not that the piece of axe goes down in value and
doesn't, and the pieces don't.
Yeah, no, even if it does go, that's not the sugya here. The sugya wasn't talking about where it went down in value.
Okay.
It didn't go down in value. And the shayla was, can I use these pieces, whether it's a piece of an avela or a piece of axe, can I use them as first payment for my damages? That was the shayla of the sugya. And the sugya is basically shoving kesef to kesef. Is it, would it? And that's what we mean by shomim. Because if you give kesef, we know how much the kesef is worth. If you give a whole animal, you give a whole animal. But if you're giving pieces, so we now need to assess how much these pieces are worth. And based on that, we'll work out how much you have to add to what you're giving, right? So you want to give these broken pieces of axe, we'll work out how much the axe is worth. If the axe is worth, let's say, 100 shekel, and the damage you did was 1,000, the guy would have to pay, besides what he's given, another 900 shekel. So this sugya is nothing about kas nevela, nothing connected to previous sugya, pachot or yoter, right? And indeed, Tosis in Bava Metzia disagrees with Rashi because of that. Tosis Bava Metzia says the whole previous sugya was a sugya of kas nevela, they're going down. So therefore, it makes sense to say Ein Shomin of Shmuel is also talking about where it went down in value and just a continuation of the previous sugya. And that's how Tosfos Bava Metzia Bemet learned to be talking about went down in value. He's argues on Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
But Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi seems to be talking about the actual pieces you want to use as first payment, not because they went down in value, they stayed the same. What would be the halacha? And we're saying that by Gadav and Gazan, you can't. Come take about the chiddush. There is no such thing as yoshiv the rabbis shomer kesef by ganav and gas. That's what comes out from Rashi.
Right,
it's a tremendous chiddush. Why is it such a big chiddush? Because in Dav Daled Amid Beis, we learned the Rambam told us there's 24 obvious nezikin. Remember them?
Yeah,
24 obvious nezikin. Yeah, one of them was Shoy Boy Mab Ever, and there was also Ganav and Gazan. There's also part of the 24 Obis Nezikin. And the Gemara at the end of Dafheim and Aleph said, why are they called Obis Nezikin? What do you mean by Obis Nezikin? Obis means it's Toldis. What Toldis is there exactly for Enos and Mafate? What Toldis is it? Toldis. What do you mean by Shoy Boy Mab Ever? We had Toldis. Avni Sakina Masoy is a toldo. Okay, so there you have toldos. Sirius is a toldo. But what exactly is a toldo by all the other obvious Zikin in the Gemara? So there's no toldos. The reason why it's called ovois, because they all have the same din as meta.
Mm-hmm.
You all have to pay meta. So Tosis and Bometzi understands if they all have the din of meta, so just like by Shoy, Boi, Mabe, Heve, which has the din of meta, you can pay with Shavu Kesef, you can pay with Metatlin, because it's considered Meitav. So too by Ganav and Gazan should be the same. And that's another one of the kashas that takes us on Rashi. So these are all kashas, which are good kashas, but Rashi doesn't know that. Rashi learns a chiddush. It's not Shayat Shavu Kesef by Ganav Gazan.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, remember this point in Rashi. Rashi says, what? But Nizikin is Shayat. Why is it Shaykh when it's Zikin? Doesn't say because of Yoshev. What does Rashi say? Because why is he bringing that Pasuk? We know the Pasuk from Zikin is Yoshev. Should have brought the Pasuk of Yoshev. Why are you bringing the Pasuk of Amesi Eloi?
Why is that
Yoshev was Gemara.
Yoshev as opposed to Amesi Eloi?
The Gemara of Yudam at base, which we just learned
right
last time, said Amesi Eloi tells us Kasna Veda. And then Gemara says, What are we talking about? If we're talking about paying up with the carcass, not like going down, paying up with the carcass, I don't need Vamesi Eloi for that. It says Yoshev. Yoshev teaches me that you can pay up with Shava Kesef. And my Vamesi Eloi means it's gone down in value. But Rashi here is not talking about what went down in value. Rashi is talking about giving the actual, using the broken pieces as payment. If he's using, giving the broken pieces as payment, we're not talking about drops in value. So it's talking about when it died, it broke, and you're using that axe, the piece of axe, as payment. If you're using it as payment, then there's a possible, Yoshev tells me, you can use that as payment. If it's on that way, it drops in value, and you need to now assess the difference between how much it was when it died and how much it was when it stood in Beis Din. And Mamesielo tells me, don't look at the depreciation, rather go how it was at the time of death. Say that. That's the pasuk by Mamesielo. If you're just coming to tell me halacha, they can pay up with objects as opposed to cash, that's the pasuk Yoshib. The Gemara says. So, well, yeah, Yoshib means even Subin, but Yoshib tells me Shobek Kesef Kesef. So why is it that Rashi bought the pasuk about Mamesielo for that? That was the kasha on Rashi. So we said last time, Rashi can learn. So perhaps you could suggest that Rashi holds halacha lemaisa, you can only pay shava kesef if you don't have cash. Normally, Yoshev teaches if you don't have cash, you can pay with metatlin. Any metatlin, even surin. But that's only if you don't have cash. If you do have cash, you have to pay with cash. And that was the opinion that I'm wrong about that in the Gemara. So perhaps Rashi holds that. And that's true with everything apart from the first piece, mine, and the pieces of the broken item. That Mamesielo tells me this automatic payment, which is as soon as you broke the axe, the pieces are automatic payment and used to pay up for the first payment, that can be done even if you do have money. Even if you have money, you can still use the first payment by giving back the pieces. And that you can't learn from Yoshev. Because Yoshev's only if you've got no money, but if you do have money, you can't. That you need Vamesi Eloi to teach you that no, Vamesi Eloi, you know why you don't pay if it depreciates? Why is it that you don't need to pay if it depreciates? Why is it that the Mazik doesn't need to pay more if it depreciated in value? Because it's been paid back already. Even if I've got cash, it's been paid back already. So you see, the first payment can be done even if you've got money. And that's why Rashi brings the pasuk of Amis. Yeah. So we've answered at least one kasha of Tosis there in Pomitzir. Tosis had the kasha, and also it was about Chasnav Eila going down in value. Why are you bringing in about paying back Yoshev to pay back? Using the carcass as payment, that's not sugo prasna veda. Answer is it is, because just like by prasna veda we saw automatic payment happens, that would be also not enough coming here. Even if you've got money, you can still pay out with that automatic payment, that first payment, it's still paid up. Your payment. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, that's Vamisi. Look. Didn't bring Yoshev, because Yoshev is only if you've got no other money. Vamesi Eloi, first payment, automatic, even if you've got money. Good? This is Rashi. Joy, look, not sure.
No, I'm sure. So if the person doesn't have money, and he has storage of nevelas, he can pay with those nevelas.
Yeah.
For his seed.
Yeah, if he doesn't have it.
And even, what about the nevela that the actual animal that he stole? So that he can also.
He stole?
No, excuse me. That he stole. Because we're saying that this halacha only applies by the zikin, not by the nevela, right? So, by Geneva. So by Geneva, he can pay with his inventory of nevelas, right? But he can't pay with the nevela that he actually stole.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because if he can pay with his own, he can certainly pay with that.
Okay.
But
and he has no money. So
but if he's got no, so this is where you have a good chat. After everything's said and done, which we've now said in Russia. That there's a chiddush here that even if you've got money, you can pay up with a carcass.
That's only by Gneva.
That's only by Gneva, not by Gneva.
Right, but by Gneva.
Now, what would be if you don't have money? Does Rashi agree if you don't have money that you can pay up with carcasses for Gneva and Gzela? So, according to what we just now said, it could be that Rashi would say you can.
Right.
Why? Because this whole chiddush of the Gemara was only talking about when you do have money. When you do have money, Then the din is you can't pay up with shava kesef, not for mazik and not for gneiv and gzeira. You can't do it bechal. But if you don't have money, then you can. Once again, if you do have money, let's go back. If you do have money, then you generally can't. But there's a chiddush by mazik. What's the chiddush by mazik? That the first payment you can. And that's the chiddush by mazik, not by gneiv and gzeira. By gneiv and gzeira, there's no such thing as first payment. So if you've got money, you have to pay. You have to pay with cash. If you don't have money, then maybe the din of Yosef is true. Maybe it's true. And Nachum brings down Rashi in Pesachim, which says clearly that Shaykh Yosef by gneiv and gzeira. Clear, it's a first Rashi. That Shaykh Yosef by gneiv and gzeira. He says, yes, very good. Rashi never said that you can't say Yosef by gneiv and gzeira. Rashi just said the din of Amisi Eloi doesn't apply by gneiv and gzeira. So when's Yosef applied? When you don't have any other cash. If you do have another cash, you don't have Yosef. But there's another din, Amisi Eloi, that even if you've got cash, first payment works by mazik. First payment, you can pay up with goods. What goods? The Nevela, the broken pieces. That's first payment. That's only said by Gnev and Gzeila. That's only said by Mazik. But by Gnev and Gzeila, you can't do that. Gnev and Gzeila, there's no such thing as paying up first payment. So if you've got cash, you have to pay up with cash. If you don't have cash, oh, that's Hilchos Yashiv. And Yashiv can be said even by Gnev and Gzeila. That's how it comes out. Very well thought out. Comes out, according to Rashi, you come out with a whole new opinion. On you bin, Rashi holds the sugi, here's the sugi of Bameis Yeloi. Look at Rashi. Why did Rashi not say sugi? Why did Rashi not say Yoshiv? The Gemara just beforehand told us to pay up with the actual Shavu Kesef, your Kesef. That is learned out from Yoshiv. So why is Rashi picking a posuk about Bameis Yeloi? Rashi is saying as a chiddush. Even if Yoshiv doesn't apply, Bameisi Eloi will apply. Now, where's the case that Yosef doesn't apply, Bameisi Eloi will? Where is that? The person's got cash, so there he can't use Yosef anymore. He can't give Shabbat Kesef Kesef. Not for Mazik, and certainly not for Gnei Ben Gzeila. He can't do it. But Bameisi Eloi will still apply. What's Bameisi Eloi? Bameisi Eloi is a chiddush. In the first payment, an automatic payment that happened even on Shabbos, even without you knowing about it. The first payment that happens is an automatic payment. The animal gored another animal, ponim chadoshes, became a carcass. That carcass is used as first payment for the damages. And therefore, you only have to pay the remainder. That first payment, which is an automatic payment, can happen even if you've got cash, even if the guy's wealthy and he's able to pay. But that is first payment. And that is only said by Mazik and not by governing us. Okay? Now, as you sure would say, if you fill up the chart, you'll see it come out. And what would be if somebody has money? Let's go through. Somebody has money. Can he pay up with toothpicks for the damage that he caused? We have a machlokes.
No, not for the first payment. No, it's a mazik payment.
For mazik.
For mazik, yeah. Mazik, he wouldn't pay shava kesef, right? No,
he cannot. Not if he's got money. No, we're going with the moment. At the moment, the yoshim only applies when you don't have money. If you do have money, this is Shitzin's remark. See if Rashi holds like that. If you do have money, then you can't pay up with shava kesef. If somebody's got a whole pile of toothpicks, and his ox gored another ox and made the ox into a broken piece of... So if he's got money, can he use toothpicks to pay up? Answer is no.
Yes, it's money.
Right, by Mazik. Can he use that carcass to pay for the first payment? Yes. Yeah. Where's that learned out from? Yes. Not from Yoshe, from Lamesi Eloi. That's a dinama. If we move on to Gnevik Zeda. If he has money, can he use toothpicks to pay for the animal that he stole and broke and died? Can he use toothpicks to pay up? No. Can he use that carcass to pay up as the first payment? No, but Mesiela was not said by Canadian Zeta. Now let's move to a slightly different case. When he's got no money, he's broke. Same story, called an animal died. Can he use toothpicks to pay up for that debt?
No.
Listen, Mazik, absolutely.
By Mazik, can you use toothpicks to pay up?
First of all, it should be the animal.
Yeah.
Right. And then the balance would be the
two. Yeah, you can use two. I think you can. Yeah.
Sell the ant carcass and give me the cash. I stole from you. That's fine.
Mazik
cases.
Right.
Yeah, that's better. Makes you happier.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's
please. Please, that's okay. So by Mazik, you just delayed it. That's all done. But by Mazik. Yeah, by Mazik, is it, can he use toothpicks? Sure, he can. Shabbos, what's the din by Gnirin Zela? Can he use toothpicks to pay up for the damage that he caused? Can he use the carcass and the toothpicks to pay up the damage he caused?
Neither.
And the answer is yes.
No.
Yes. Yoshiv, all the obvious and Zikin are all the same. The Torah called them all obvious. I mean, the Bechir called them all obvious. They're all the same. They all have the same din. Just like you can buy Mazik, you have a din. You can pay Shabbat Kesef Kesef because of Yashiv. So too, you can pay Shabbat Kesef Kesef because of Yashiv.
But we said, Shabbat Kesef Kesef Kesef.
If he's got no money.
No, but
he's only got two things. He's only got cash. He's got toothpicks. Right. And the carcass. That's what he's got here.
Is he living and breathing?
He's living and breathing.
He can go and sell these things.
Yeah, you could do
go it. Sell them yourself. It's not, it says, En Shami. Like, how can Rashi says, En Shami.
What's Rashi say?
What does Rashi say? Rashi's
not. Mace, yeah, no. Why is Rashi making that posuk? And not the posuk of Yoshim.
He's got toothpicks. So what?
He has toothpicks. He doesn't have to. He can bet. That's the din of Yashiv. What was the chiddush of Yashiv? So we're saying Ein Shomin is going on a case when you do have money and you want to use the first payment as the, this carcass as the first payment.
But
he does
sell the items.
Where's Achila
coming? Because of this, because you want to try to find an answer, but basically, you know, you're gonna like, I'm holding back on what I want to say.
Please,
it's a pain.
Now, let's list all the questions and see how many questions are answered. Okay, number one, this Sugirashi wasn't talking about dropping in value, and it seems to be connected to the previous sugya. Came here that you the Aleph and Aleph, not in the sugya of Shavu Kekesef Kekesef. Sounds like it's continuation of the Indian of Pekas Nevela, right? So if it's a sugya of Pekas Nevela, so it hasn't dropped in value. So why is it mentioned here? Question number, Yossi, just listen.
It hasn't dropped. You don't understand what I'm saying.
It hasn't dropped. After the death, it killed it, and now he wants to use this carcass at the original price, that's what it is, still hasn't dropped down. He wants to use it as payment. Can you do that?
It
means originally it was worth $10,000 because it was alive, and now because of the death, it dropped. Because of the death. Or the damage, whatever it was, he damaged it.
So the did damage
from the original one, it was alive to death, and not up to the damage. And not after the damaging, it didn't go down further.
How do we know that?
Well, you said that to you on Thursday. If you look in Rashi here, in clear in Rashi, Dav Tzadi Dalet, and later on, Dav Tzadi Dalet, Rashi understands this whole sugya was a sugya of poshet, paying up with the item that died. Nothing to do with the fact that I don't need to pay for depreciation after it died. Just simply discussion, paying up with the item that died. Yeah, Rashi, that's clearer than Rashi, it's true, but
Rashi and sorry, learned Tosis also understood that from Rashi. That's why that's the whole Tosis. Can we ask him, what about Yoshi? Tosis, Rashi, Tosis explains that Rashi. Rashi understood that the sugya here was not the sugya we learned till now. They were talking about that he damaged it and then it depreciated further, but rather the damage happened and he wants to pay up using that item that got damaged. The axe broke. He wants to pay up using the pieces of axe that broke. Not that they depreciated afterwards. But he wants to use those pieces as payment. That's what he wants to do. Right? That's what Rashi learned this story. Yeah, that's you also last time came to me on Wednesday. Yeah, that's a Rashi learned. That's a Rashi learned. Yeah. So now the question is, question number one is, why is it here? Ma kesher to daf yud aleph. Why is it here? We've been learning a sugya about depreciation after death, and after the damage, depreciation. Why is it here? It's a sugya of shava kesef. Kesef could have been on daf. Hey, vav zayin, zayin ches. That was a sugya of shava kesef. Kesef. Why is it here? Question number one. Question number two. Rashi, when he does explain it, he brings the pasuk of Amesi Eloi and doesn't bring the pasuk of Yoshi. If the question was about paying back using the broken pieces because of the din of Shavu Kesef Kesef, then surely it should have been discussed in should have brought the pasuk of Yoshi, like the command of Yudam and Beis says. That's the pasuk to bring. Question number three is, why shouldn't by Ganav and Gazan you be able to pay Yoshiv? You should be able to pay with Shavu Kesef. All the Ganav and Gazan is included in all the 24 Avos Nizikin. The Gemara said they're all called Avos because they have the din of Meitav like a Mazik. So just like a Meitav of a Mazik is the din of Yoshiv, why should it not be also applicable by Ganav and Gazan as well? Question number three. Question number four is that Rashi himself says clearly Yoshev applies to Ganav and Gaz. So we have four questions to ask, not just simple because Rashi says I'm Israel. Four questions on the Mahalach of Rashi. Number one is, why is it here? Number two is, Rashi picks the wrong pasuk. Number three is that why on earth by Ganav and Gaz should it not be applicable the din of Shavah Kesef Kesef? The Gemara of Dalit seems to say that all of us in Zikim share the same halacha. And question number four is that Rashi himself says clearly the Yashiv does apply to Ganav and Gazan. So four big questions on Rashi. One simple answer to answer it. Okay, the simple answer is you've misunderstood when the Yashiv applies. Yashiv applies to all of us in Zikim. Always. Because the Gemara was medamed into like that. Because Rashi himself says that Yoshev applies to Ganav and Gazan. Yoshev applies to all Avos Nizikin. But Yoshev is only applicable when the one who damaged doesn't have cash. If he has cash, he has to pay cash. If he doesn't have cash, then Yoshev, he can pay up with toothpicks. He could sell the toothpicks and bring cash. The Torah wasn't mechayvim to do that. The Torah said, Yoshev, you can pay up with toothpicks. And who's going to sell the toothpicks? The person who receives as payment, you can pay up with toothpicks. But when can you pay toothpicks? When you don't have any other cash. If you have cash, you have to pay up with cash. No cash, pay up with toothpicks. That's when Yoshev applies. So Mamela, if you have cash, then it doesn't, forget it. Not by Mazik, not by Ganav and Gazan, you can never pay with toothpicks if you have cash. What's the Chiddush here? Here we're talking about you do have cash. And in Kosev, the Chiddush is that the broken pieces of axe that once belonged to the Mazik, to the Nizik, it once belonged to the Nizik, but now because the Mazik broke them, they belong to the Mazik, that those pieces which once belonged to the Nizik can be given back as first payment immediately, even though the Mazik has money. That's a Chiddush. That's a chiddush. Although he's got money, he can use the broken pieces that were once belonged to the Nizik. He can give them back to the Nizik as first payment. Gevaldige chiddush. And where's that chiddush learned from? The Amesi Eloi. The Amesi Eloi told us that at the time of damage or death, The mace, the carcass, yieloi goes back to the nizik automatically. It goes back to the nizik. From the time of death, it's given automatically back to the nizik. That was the chiddush from Bameis Eloi. Although the mazik slowed it, he's got cash, you could give cash. No, Bameis Eloi tells me it goes automatically back to the nizik. Ad kedei kach, that if it depreciates afterwards, it's not the mazik's buyer. If it depreciates after death, it's a nizik. Kas nevela le nizik. If it depreciates afterwards, it's not the mazik's problem. Why not? Because it wasn't his. He gave it back. It's an izik's. And it's not dropped down, it's an izik's problem. That we learn from Chasavela Nizik, that there's an automatic payment, even if you've got cash. Okay, that we learn from Yisrael. You don't learn it from Yoshi, because Yoshi's not true. Yoshi's only if you've got no cash. If you do have cash, you can't do Shabbat Kesev Kesev. If you do have cash, the first payment, Yisrael. And that was only said by Mazik and not by Ganav and Gaz.
Haven't we learned, Yashi, that it's only if you don't have cash?
That the Gemara said in Lev. Zion. It
did?
Yeah. That's a machlekes there.
That was like a blanket statement.
No, we had a machlekes about it.
Yeah.
If you pop in, I've got to be sure.
Can I clarify, please? If you have cash, and Mazik now obviously pay the remains, the carcass, in relation to the first payment, and pay the cash for the balance. Can the Mazik pay the balance when he tells him? Or can the
if yes, I ask you not.
If you've got cash, then.
If we go with this one, so Machlokes Yishen, if we go with this Mahala, but you can only pay with Shavah Kesev and Taltanin if you do not own any other cash. Yeah.
And the
government
doesn't have to pay cash in any event, or
you've got cash. Right. Nachon. So now, if this Malach is true, we've answered all four questions. Why is it in this Sugya? It's a Sugya paying up with not talking about dropped in value. So why is it in this Sugya? Why is it in my question? Answer is, we learned from the previous Sugya, there's a Mitzvah Chiddush. The first payment happened automatically. That's why if it drops in value, he doesn't need to pay. Because it happened automatically, even if he's got cash. So we learned from that from the previous sugya. So that's why it's here. Based on what you just told me, there's an automatic repayment, even if you've got cash. I'm telling you, it's only by Mazik and not by Ganav and Gazan. Question number one, answered. Question number two, why did Rashi pick on Vamesi Eloi? Why didn't he pick on Yoshim? Because if you've got cash, Yoshim is not applicable, Bechla. You have cash, it's just not applicable. Right. What was question number three? Yeah, the Ganav and Gazan also included in the Ovis and Zikin. It's also included in the Ovis and Zikin. So just like they're all equivalent because they have the din of Meitav. And mates have told me you can pay with Shavah Kesef. So why by Ganav and Gazan should you not be able to pay with Ganav with Shavah Kesef? The answer is you can, but only if you've got no cash. If you've got cash, then it wasn't said by Yoshiv. And therefore, just like every Masik, you can't pay with Shavah Kesef if you have cash. So today you wouldn't be able to. And the fourth kasha obviously is answered. Question number three was the Gemara on the Khalid, hey, said that all Ovis and Zikin, all 24, are called Ovis because they're all the same that you pay me Meitav. And if it's true, the Meitav, if it's true, the Meitav can be Meitav because Yoshev is considered Meitav. So then it should apply also by Ganav and Gazan.
I mean, are special Zikin regarding Ganav?
Okay, that's going to be Taisa's answer to this question. Nachon, say that. Saying her rationale. Taisa's got to answer to you. Yeah. I'm saying Rashi. And obviously the fourth kasha is answered. Rashi himself said himself in that Yosef is applicable to Gnev and Zeda. So why here's Rashi if all of a sudden Gmar is saying not? That it is. The Gmar here is telling us a chiddush where you've got money. If you've got no money, Yosef is applicable. You've got money. If you've got no money, they pay up. That's what Rashi means then. If you've got no money, you pay up. So because it. If you do have money, you can't say Yashiv. Chiddush, Vameisi Eloi. Vameisi Eloi is applicable
only by mazik and not by mirin.
So when we learned Yashi, it was machlokas, whether it was money or not.
Yeah. It's machlokas tamuroyim there. Tab zayinam at bris.
By the
Bela, let's just finish up with him. The Gemara in the country. The Gemara in the Damzainam and Base Porter, Papa, Hunabri, Dibshua, that seemed to say even if you've got cash, you can pay with the Tatlin. That was the Gemara there. And there were shitters before that to help not like that. Only if you've got no cash.
That's so good.
Yeah. And the Shad is how we. Paskin. If you look on the Testament Aleph, there was a Hun Oma Oy Kesef Oy Mita. We saw a Rosh at the time had to connect these two sugyos. There was Machlekes for Shoyin based on some of these shitters, whether by Mazik, you can always pay Shavu Kesef.
Yes,
there are shal that you do. Always.
So is my hot samaraim as well.
Yeah, shal is which one we pass him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because who's the last one, whether we all agree to it. There was a machlokes. So there are shal that you mentioned this when we learned it there.
So the Basel doesn't have cash. He has two bits, but he also has this available, or whatever it is that he store. He can pay for two bits, he still can't pay for
his why not?
Well,
let that be his payment. Let that be Yosef.
Okay. When he can pay for two bits, he can use that also.
Yeah, why not?
When he's allowed to. Okay. I thought maybe he was still foreclosed because of his new love.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the chiddush of Rashi if we learn this math. Again, we had a cash in Rashi, yeah. The main reason why we had this cash, we didn't have a cash there because of we knew the Rashi Psochim or because of other siblings. The main reason why what triggered us having this cash there was the Rashi chose the wrong possible. But once we triggered us the cash there, it wasn't up into yeah, you see there's tremendous difficulty in this Mahalach of Rashi, and you have to be Mechadish and Teretz to answer at least four kashas. At least four kashas to answer. Okay, so the cloud is normally if there's three caches and one answer, then we know it's a good answer. If one answer answers three caches, that's a good answer. Right? You know these sites? Must have heard it from Josh. No?
No, I don't bother.
Okay, there's a locker that Shaita. How do you know if somebody's a Shaita? How do you know if somebody is insane? So it says if he sleeps in the basic forest, that's a sign he's insane. If he tears his clothes, his sign he's insane. And the third one was, I don't remember the third one, talking to himself, I don't remember what it was. Yeah. But also the Gemara said, why is that right? Say, if he's sleeping, could be, he's sleeping in the basic forest, could he have the argument with his wife or something, he had to sleep somewhere. And it could be he's broken, tearing his clothes because he's angry and he had to calm himself down. And whatever the third one was. So, answer is, if he does all three, that's a right. If he does all three, it's a right. The kasha is, what's the right? Maybe he needs something to sleep and he's angry with his wife. And he's angry as comes out. And this, Chaim Soloveitchik said that if you have one answer, you have three questions, and one answer answers all three, is better than saying three answers to answer three questions. You say, why is he sleeping basic first? Why is he saying this? One answer is a shaita. That answers, one answer answers three difficulties. Ah, that's the right answer. That's the, I think if I could answer each one, I could answer, well, you know, this, I could answer this, and this, I could answer that. Shvach. So the same is said. We had here four kashas, which maybe we could answer each one individually, maybe. But one is said, the answers, all four, it's definitely machazik, it's a good sign. So that's how Rashi learned. All right?
He turns close because he's the Aval and he's sleeping there because he misses him.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's all because he's an Aval and that's why.
Yeah, okay, if that would be the answer, yeah, yeah. What we just now said, it's in Ibn Nochon, Chidush Ibn Nochon. Most of why saying Shir is based on Chiddush Ibn Nochum. Not because I ever learned by Ibn Nochum, I actually learned by one of his Talmidim, but I love his Sikh. It's written very clearly and it's just beautiful. He was the father-in-law of Rosh Arieli. So if you've heard of Rosh Arieli, he is the Magid Sheh in Meir. He's got close to 1,000 Talmidim in his Sheh. And it's the same type of Mahalach, very glut, very posh pshat. Oh, big pill pudding. This is posh pshat. What point wasn't posh? The only thing that wasn't posh was that Yossi's uncomfortable that you can give toothpicks. That's the only difficulty on the whole pshat. Said that we can get over that. But there was no difficulty. Obviously, the difficulty is to say that Rashi holds like that shitter that you can't pay with Shabbat Kesef if you have cash. That's the doichik in the soul matter. You have to say Rashi holds that. Okay, in a harami. That's the doichik in the Hapshat. Says Tosis, Ein Shomim. Lo'le gana v'lo'le gaza. Now we see how Tosis understood Rashi. Here's your kuntros. Ein Shomim on Avela. והשבורים לביילים. שייחס האגן והפחס. We don't estimate how much the nevel is worth, how much the broken pieces are worth, and give that to the ביילים, and say, שייחס האגן והפחס, that the ganim should pay the differentiation between the original price and there is now. אלו ישלם בהימו שלימו, rather he has to pay a full בהימו. The ganav has to pay the full behema, the kelim ulim, and he has to pay proper kelim. And the shvoim shelo, he can keep the shvoim for himself. Right. The afagav says, afagav the kaim elon, yoshiv rabbi shalva kesev kesev. Says there's a kasha. We know the rule is yoshiv. Afilu subin. So how can the Gemara say that you can't pay out with metaltelin? That's his kasha. You should be able to pay out with metaltelin.
Is kasha, or is explaining what
it actually
looks like?
No, it's not a kasha. It's an ounce. Obviously, it's all going to be explanation in Rashi, but he's had this kasha. Rashi told us the pshat is you can't pay out so the metaltelin. You can't use it as payment. He's got a kasha. Why? Now just stop here a second. When Tosafot had the kasha, Avagab Yoshiv. That already is teaching us how he understood Rashi. Is Rashi talking about a case where it depreciated the value after the damage? Or is he talking about paying back with the value? The thing never depreciated. I want to know if I can pay back using this metaphor.
The latter.
How do I know that? Because you're asking from Yoshi. If it's talking about where it depreciated the value, it's nothing to do with Yoshi. So Ratois has definitely understood Rashi, like we understood Rashi, like you understood Rashi. Also, you came to me on Wednesday to tell me that. Rashi is talking about that you want to pay using the broken pieces, and they didn't drop in value. Just, I want to use the broken pieces to pay. So Tosis says, if that's what you want to do, then we know Yoshi applies to all Mazikin. So why shouldn't you be able to pay it? Answers Tosis. Gane v'gazdan shani. So he's got different teretz, not like we said in Rashi. Gana v'gaz and sham. Mishum d'chsiv, ashe gozal.
Yoshim doesn't apply to that.
Right. D'chsiv ashe gozal, ke'en she gozal. It says you stole something, you have to give back like you stole. Ke'en she gozal. You didn't steal a broken piece. So what does that mean? That means hilker tzok la'aksa agzele. You have to return either the gzeila or idomeh or domeh or its value, and not veloy subin. But you can't give subin. Tosis chaylik on what we just said. Tosis holds a garden the gazan subin doesn't apply to garden the gazan subin. The din of yoshiv does not apply to garden the gazan.
Even if they don't have money.
Even if you don't have money, garden the gazan you have to give back either give back the animal or the clear. Or give back its value, which is cash. But you can't give back broken pieces and say, okay, listen, I'm going to estimate broken pieces and I'll pay out the difference. No, you can't do that. That's what Tosis does. We have a machlikas, Rashi Tosis. Tez is coming from Rashi, right? Tez is coming from Rashi, but we know Rashi does not like that. Because we know Rashi himself and holds that Yosef does apply to Ganav and Gaz. But Tosis, okay, fair enough. I was waiting for somebody to ask me where it is. But yeah, fair enough. As then, I'll show it to them as we come. So we know that Rashi does apply, and also Rashi doesn't even bring the posuk of Yosef for Mazik. So we know that Rashi doesn't learn this mahal. But Tosis at least took what Rashi does saying the pshat in the sugi. The pshat in the sugi, Rashi was saying they were talking about paying up with the value of what it is. And therefore, Tosis got a cash. If that's a pshat, then it should be applied Yosef. Tosis said, no, there's a posuk to tell me, no. Kashi Gozal, Kenshi Gozal, and not Yosef.
How does Tosfos address the point of the thing that the thousand was included in that?
The Kashi. I've been in first answers in Achanamim. Tosfos and Pesach Masters. It's a Kashi. Coming out of Chiddush. What's the answer? You've got a Pesach saying not like that. It's a Chiddush. Even though the Gemara said, yeah, they're all called Meitav, all called... obviously, Zikim, because they have the same dinner as Meitav.
Unless that completely undermines that entire Mahalda. It should be included in the
Zikim.
And if we say
that. There's a cost of the Gav at one point, we don't give them the kulis of others. Yeah, Tahoe. Tahoe, masking. That's the cash of Tosis problems here. You have to say, Al-Kochan. I've been a parent when he brings down his Tosis, he asks his cash. And he said that. To answer, we have to say, there's a apostle here, the apostle telling me not like that. Lamas the hook. The Gemara said that they're all the same. And now we're saying, look, there's exceptions. How do we know that we don't assess the damages or the broken pieces regarding Ganavan and Gazan? Omer v'Abba v'Mamal Chayim Shnayim Mishalim. It's a posuk. So he says Chayim Mishalim. Really amazing. Says Rasha. Says the Gemara. Says the Yishami. That pasuk is talking about Ganav. Ad kedem geneve. Gezele minayin. How do you know by gezele? Ad kedem means ad kam. Ad kedem. Until here. By geneve. Gezele minayin. How do you know by gezele also that you can't pay with meisim? Omer abe v'amamel v'heishiv ha'gzele ha'shegozal ka'asher gozal. Has to be like you stole. You didn't steal a broken thing, you have to give back a whole thing. Whole thing or money of the whole thing, but not broken pieces of carcasses. Tabel Pasuk. Now, the next few lines of Tosis, you've seen it, yeah? So everyone was jumping in the chairs here, probably. Now, I'm in time, and I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm in time, and the Ganav, you know what the reason is? The Ganav Gazan Konomiyad. Ganav HaGazan is different to Mazik. Because Ganav HaGazan, when they steal, they own it. They've taken it in their property. It's now considered theirs. Because Shaitim Rishu Sabayim, and they took it out from Rishu Sabayim, they're owning it. Aval Mazik, Loines Chayev, Ela Kumashayim. But Mazik is not Chayev. He didn't own it. So why is he Chayev? It's Chayev to pay for the damages he did.
It doesn't.
So if he doesn't, Mazik doesn't own it.
No,
okay. Mazik doesn't own it. The Ganav and Gazan does own it, and Mazik doesn't own it. So Mele, since he doesn't own it, says Tosis, now we understand the chiluk. If you own it, then you have to give back a whole animal. If you don't own it, then you can give back pieces. So what's bothersome, we have to continue this Tosis next time, and what's bothersome in this Tosis is what's saying behind your timer. Since when does Tosis need to explain to us what the reason of the Torah is? Tosis said, "Asher Gozal, Kein Shegozal." Now I'm finished. Yeah, we need now to reason. We need to know the reason of it. I know time. This is now the reason. Yeah, you need it. Rav Shimon used to do that. The Tosfos, not Rav Shimon. Why did Tosfos all of a sudden feel the need to explain the time of the Krum? So he'll tell me, yeah, he felt the need, wanted to. So Pshat here is the Gemara. Shmuel said, Ani Oimer, also Shoya. Not only Galav and Gazan, also Shoya. One second, if it's all based on Psukim, so there's no Pasuk by Shoya. So why Ani Oimer? What's Ani Oimer? Who are you to decide? It's the Pasuk. Hashem Gozal, okay? Hashem Gozal, ain't show me, and you have to give back what you stole. Shoya doesn't have that. Answer is no. Because what's the reason why Ganav and Gazan is Ke'en Shagaza? It's because he was Koiner it. And Shoya is also Koiner it. Because when Shoya takes into it, just his Chayim Nabal Insim, it becomes his, Kero, his property. Therefore, I felt that Shoya can also be Ganav and Gazan. That's what Tosfos carries on. I know time in the Manda Oma after Shoya. Given the Chayim Insim, Nimsa Shekono Mishosha Itzmian Biden. So that's, you see, he was Koiner it. He's going to pay money like a Ganav and Gazan. That's why Shmuel felt that I thought Ganav and Gazan can be like Bishoya. I mean, Shoya can be like Ganav and Gazan. Because there's a view in this time of the court. Right, so now you know Kilo owns it. Right, so that's the Tosfos. Achlik is Rashi Tosfos. Come to Tosfos. Both of them agree. The Sugi is a Sugi of Sugan. Sugi is a Sugi of paying back with the paying back with Shava Keseh. Just Machloik is just this is what we do with it. Go on to Tosfos. Shat Mami Shava Keseh Ke Keseh. No, yeah, but there's no din by Ganav and Gazan of Yashim, Rabbi Shava Keseh Ke Keseh. And the reason why is because you're Koiner, it's yours. Hashem Kein, according to Rashi, there is a din of Subin, generally, but only when you don't have money. When you do have money, there isn't, and that's where you have to come on to a new din. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, yeah, Tosfos ignored that. Right.
There was an issue in acquiring property because both the government and the gov don't really acquire unless the Yeish as well as the Chambers. Unless the Yeish, the original.
Yes, right. They talk about this. It's a good what you're saying. It's a very good R. They talk about this. How exactly you claim if there's no Yosh, you need Yosh and Genesis. But there is a certain Kinyan Zela that person, Ganav, gets regardless. There's a certain Kinyonic Zela he gets regardless. Even if he's not Mamish his, but it's already his that he has to now worry about the deck if it injures somebody else. Okay, now the next part of the we finished the Sugi, by the way, about Shomon Ganav and Gazas. We finished it. The next, the Gemara now goes off on a completely different topic of Shittas of Ula, which goes through till the next Omer, it keeps going. So we're going to do the Gemara of it, and I want to really try and focus more on Baba Kama, more than Lachas Tum Bataya and Amix Shali Beli Rad. So we're going to do the Gemara, at least because I do think it's important we should have a whole period at least. So we're going to do the Gemara to just Gemara Rashi until Omar Ula Omar Blaza. Keep going in the Gemara until the Omar Ula Omar Blaza Shemesh Shemasa Shemesh. Halfway down the page. Okay, they're all members of Ula, all statements that Ula said. Not so much kashur to what we're learning, just happens to be that we've had Ula. We had Ula said about Shaman and Ganav and Gazan, we're going to have it. So we're going to say a few more members of Ula. Yeah, like I already said, there's still a few more lines of Gemara we haven't seen. And so go until Shema Shemasa Shema, Gemara Rashi. We won't be doing the taste of it until we get back to Baba Kama. Till halfway down the page. On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Shomer Shemasa Hashomer. Okay, that's really more of a camera read. Okay, Shkaya, Gishmagasi, right? A real binyan.
Yeah, you come down, I'll show it to you.